Hi there, it's Deb Evans, Social Geek Radio, coming to you live from Houston, Texas this week. And I'm very curious, where is Jack Munson, my co-host, coming live from this week?
Hi, Deb. I am live in Reston, Virginia, just outside of Washington, D.C. We just moved into the new global headquarters of Minolto, Inc. this week, so it's kind of fun to be in a new office space and brand new big office complex, even though I'm just visiting for the week. But good to see all the new Minolto folks here as well. So
I bet. That's my favorite location, Reston, Virginia. So you'll have to give me a heads up next time you're traveling there. Maybe I can just, you know, hop on that plane.
I think we need an IFA event in Reston. That's on my goal for this year.
Frantech. So let's do Frantech in Dallas in October, and then we'll put in our requests for Frantech and Reston. I think that'd be a perfect location.
Yeah, I'll tell you, that's really one of the reasons why Minolto decided to move the global headquarters here is the technology sector in this area is just, it's really mind-blowing, the number of software companies and high-tech companies. This place is just crawling with developers and creative types and everything like that. So it's really an exciting place and time right now.
Great. Very cool. Well, we have a great topic for a conversation tonight, which is reputation and online reputation and how it matters. And our guest today is Jeremy Brooks. I love his signature on his email. I'm looking at it. Co-founder and ambassador of Goodwill, but he's with Public Reputation out of Florida. So, Jeremy, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Very good. So we're going to talk about public reputation, meaning, you know, on social. And one of the things that I think we need to discuss and share with everybody is how important is visibility today in the social space?
Yeah, great topic, a great opener. And we found that, you know, because of the evolution of technology, looking at visibility 2 years ago, even 3 years ago, is a lot different than looking at visibility today for any type of business, whether it's bricks and mortar or even online. So we've done a pretty deep dive into what that means today and how that impacts you as a business owner. What we found is that, you know, it all comes back down to the data, because the data that's disseminated out to the different directories and just mobile devices in general, that could include your car, using OnStar, using Siri on your iPhone, that information that fuels, that data that fuels those devices or those services isn't coming just from Google. So when you take a step back and you look at Foursquare, TripAdvisor, MapQuest, Yelp, etc., all of those big brands are all getting data sets from pretty much four primary data providers in the United States. Factual, Axiom, Info Group, and Neustar, which used to be Localese. They get that data, and then they build their own directory or listings, if you will. And based on how accurate that information is, they'll utilize that to populate either their app or their website, or to provide their service, like an OnStar. So it's very important that you have all the correct information with those data providers. Otherwise, you're not going to be completely visible. So that's kind of the first look I want to take with. Make sure that as a business owner, you have all of your listings with the four primary data providers accurate. How do you do that? It's very simple. There's quite a few service providers that are out there. We're one. There's companies like Yext that are out there that provide the service as well. And what they do and what we do is we take your information and we push it up against those four primary data providers and ensure that the information they have in their database is accurate. They come back via an API and say, yes, we have Public Reputation at 999 Yamato in Boca Raton, Florida, and here is the phone number, the web address, etc. And then they take that information once we confirm it, and they disseminate that out to Foursquare, MapQuest, Yelp, etc. Another thing to keep in mind is that because everybody's so mobile, like Jack, always on the run, and in a different city every week, the information about your business when it comes to, you know, using a mobile device, if I open up and just go to Yelp, for example, and I do near, I click to find a restaurant, a pizza joint near me, where is that information coming from? Well, it is coming from several, if not all, of the four primary data providers, as far as a basic listing is concerned. But it's found, the business is actually found based on the translation of the address to longitude latitude. Mm-hmm. So if your business has moved down the street, and you've been in business for 10, 15 years, and you move down the street, and you think, oh, my customers are just going to find me. And yet somebody who isn't a customer yet but is looking for your product or service, they go on Yelp and they look for your business and they see the old address and they navigate there and you're not there, well, you've lost a customer. So right. Just one little example.
And you've not only lost a customer, but you've probably made them pretty mad.
Yes.
And they also think that, you know, what kind of a business is this that they don't have updated listings? I think most consumers don't realize there's a process to go through, but I think most people today would expect a business to have everything updated on every place and every site, and there's really no excuse for not having that there. And, oh, by the way, you just really inconvenienced me. So that really can hurt the reputation, right?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, it's again, it can be for the new business as well. We found that that's kind of a niche spot for us, as you know, you invest all this money in creating a new business, and not having your information, to your point, of out on every single listing, you know, platform that's out there or directory, it is going to impact you. End of discussion, because people aren't going to find you too if they do go looking for you and your information is inaccurate. Or it's a hassle to locate or identify where you're at, they're going to go to your competitor. So why give up that opportunity or that sale?
Right.
And also they're going to tell their friends that, oh, did you know that place closed?
Right.
Or, you know, so that could really be a worst case scenario.
Sure. And we tell everyone too, it's very important to take that extra, you know, hour a month and go out to the primary sites and ensure that you've claimed or you've taken control of or verified the listing that they have. So Facebook is a great example. Facebook has relationships with Axiom, with Factual, with Neustar, and they've built a listing for your business already. It's only a matter of time before your new Minolta office there in Reston, Virginia. It's only a matter of time before Google sees that phone listings were updated with the phone companies for that location, and they're going to create a page. So it's there whether or not you like it. Again, it's more the reason to go make sure that the information is accurate.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to, you say an hour, would you say an hour a month? You know, I think a lot of franchise brands forget where those listings are. Mm-hmm. And you know, and who do you put in charge of updating those listings? And what is it that we haven't updated recently?
Sure. So companies like ours, you know, have technologies that are built that monitor that for you. So typically, when you engage with listing distribution as a whole to ensure that your visibility is on point, you're going to want to make sure that you've partnered up with the right person if you don't want to take an hour a month. Otherwise, it's 30 seconds you log in. You can see where you have inaccurate information on almost all platforms that are out there. It's not rocket science. It really isn't. It's all API feeds. So once you're accepted with those data partners, the primary four, you get that feed in real time. So I can log in and I can look at, or my clients can look at, where their information is accurate, where it's void and non-existent, or if they're just missing pieces of information, because you might have an accurate listing on Foursquare, but it's missing, you know, it's missing a link to your menu, or it's missing more information about how to contact you as a business.
Jeremy, who within a franchise system is typically responsible for all of this listing information? Is that typically a marketing person, or does it fall more under operations, or who are you typically working with?
That's a great question, Jack. It's so spread across the board. It's because it's becoming such a competitive tool, right, for the franchises. We're finding that the franchisor typically addresses it with the franchisee and says, hey, you know, you guys need to do this. So two things happen. They'll either say, you know, make sure that your information is accurate, and they'll disseminate some information out there to the franchisees, and the franchisee themselves will either have a marketing person or a social media person that will step into the picture. In some cases, because it is so important, we're finding that the franchisor is stepping up to bat and taking a percentage of the allocated marketing, overall marketing budget, and saying, okay, look, for it's the cost of a cheese pizza, a small cheese pizza per month, to make sure that you're squared away. So $9 a month, make sure that you're squared away on all the different platforms that are out there. So in some cases now, we're finding that the franchise or the brand just takes on the onus, and they'll cut a little bit of the budget out from the franchisees.
And this is also connected with managing the reviews or responding to the reviews.
I think we lost Jack just a little bit. He'll be back. So let's move to reviews and talk about them since he's brought that up.
Yeah, so Jack again has a great point there. So you've been found. Now right. Your competitors have been found. You've been found. Somebody's looking at you. Now you have to take into consideration reviews. Reviews are the new word of mouth. Both good and bad reviews are going to impact your business. We have a very straightforward policy. Don't hide in the corner. Address every review, good and bad. And again, there's technologies we provided. There's other platforms out there that provide it. It makes it so easy, and it's such a seamless process to address a review. So if I'm looking and I'm querying, sitting at my desk in the office, or if I'm sitting on my iPad at home and I'm looking for a new restaurant or a new business to that I need something from, whether it's to get a horse saddle for my daughter's horse lessons or whatever, I do the Google search or whatever, you know, engine I'm using to search. When I see the listings of the businesses that are providing the solution that I'm seeking, I'm immediately going to be drawn to what other reviewers say. We look at it. We do when we go travel. Before I get a hotel room this
week in
Orlando, I went and looked at Omni's reviews by other parents to see what they said. So reviews matter. It is the new word of mouth. You can't just have a great business and have a storefront on the end of Main Street and think that you're just going to knock it out of the park and that you're not vulnerable to competition. If you get bad reviews, you're vulnerable. If you don't respond to reviews, you're vulnerable. If you're not generating reviews, you're vulnerable. So we tell everyone to respond. And again, without going into huge details about setting up a program and what have not, it's really simple. You put a rule book in place. The rule book is, the basis of the rule book is, as a brand, how do you respond? Do you want to have a cookie cutter response that automatically pops out with the contact information of the stakeholder or management of that location? That's one. So if there is an issue, you want to be able to be right in front of it. You want to communicate that. And there's a sidebar to that conversation, and that is, me as a consumer, if I see a bad review and I can see that management stepped in and addressed it, that gives me a level of comfort, because we all know that not every business operates 100% all the time.
Right.
Things happen, accidents happen, issues come up. It is what it is. So when we see a business as a consumer engage and address a negative review, it gives a level of comfort. If you see a business that's got all 100% great reviews, and you have to take a double take on it and ask yourself, well, is that, you know, is that the business owner that's populating those reviews, or friends and family, et cetera? It's not a bad thing, is my point, to have issues and to have little reviews that aren't five stars. That to have some three stars in a long laundry list of reviews is okay. Which brings us to the next point. You have to generate reviews. If I'm stacked up against 20 other businesses in a SERP, in the search engine results page, and I'm the only one that doesn't have reviews, but everyone else does, that impacts my business. And the consumer knows that. They're going to, again, just like looking for the hotel room in Orlando this weekend, I'm going to be more drawn to look at the business that has the verified reviews on it. So you have to generate reviews. And it's very, very simple. You know, we use some examples. We have a burger brand that is quickly growing across the United States. And they actually use their reviews to place management of their at these restaurants. So they bonus out their managers based on their reviews and the percentage of good versus negative. So if in a certain market they have, say, 20 locations in that specific market, if five of those locations are doing phenomenal and, you know, one or two are doing okay and the rest are doing negative, they'll switch their management out. They'll actually use reviews as a barometer to test to see where they have issues. It could just be as simple as retraining staff. It could be as simple as, you know, product issues, you know, whatever it is. But using those reviews, they can tell, because over time, you can see whether or not you're hitting a certain threshold of whatever your benchmark is for the standard of that brand. So if it's 4.5 stars that they aim for, or 5 stars that they aim for, and they're coming in short at 3.5 stars as an average in certain locations, they know they have an issue to address.
Wow. Now, I have a question here that just came through as a direct message. So you said generate reviews. What's the simplest way you would give a brand advice on how to generate those reviews? Do you leave something on their Facebook page and say, please, you know, leave us a review, or go to Yelp, go to Google Plus? I mean, how do we get those reviews?
That's a great question. There's, depending on what platform you use, there's several different solutions available that are very, very easy. One is, if you have a POS system, obviously aggregating email addresses for your customers is important to you. Like Sports Clips, you walk into Sports Clips, you get your haircut. Immediately,
right. Getting
your haircut, they say, thank you very much, can we get your email address, we're going to send you a coupon. At the same time that they send out that coupon or their monthly newsletter, they're including a link to leave a review. If you have an online business, you can put a widget up. Companies like mine provide those widgets. You can most of the time even get those widgets for free. Like with our organization, we give that widget out to every business in the United States because we firmly believe that it is so important to generate those reviews. They should have an easy-to-use tool that they put on their website or in their emails. Email templates are provided. So again, if you're going to do that, I put a widget into the newsletter. Grab a template, put it into your Constant Contact or MailChimp, and deploy that out to your customer base. On-site is also very big. For $60-some, you can now get a tablet that links directly to your review page. So while someone is standing at your counter, you can offer to have it. So we see that becoming kind of a standard in the hospitality arena. Whereas obviously if it's something that's just 100% online, the individual, you know, can click a link at their checkout and leave a review. But when you're right there, when you're in person with your customers, that's a great opportunity for you to build reviews and rapport. So, and because it's local, those individuals that are typically in your business are that local voice. They're already leaving other reviews on other platforms and what have not. So lots of ways to generate email, links on site, on page. Lots of really easy flip the switch tools are available. And we recommend
right.
as many of them as possible.
Right. I mean, there's a salon I go to, and you know, they hand you a little card that says, would you how was your experience today? And you write it out. And I'm thinking, all right, what are you going to do with that card?
Right. And with restaurants and with small businesses, a lot of older businesses will say that. And it's based on the premise of, you know, engagement. You know, if someone was in your store, reviewing your store right now, would you go up and engage them. If they're standing there looking around your store and they're taking notes and checking off, you know, whether your floors are dirty, et cetera, would you walk up to them? So the same premise applies with the reviews. You know, testimonials don't work anymore. You know, just hard testimonials on your website that are static, they don't work. You know, the consumer right. doesn't buy it. So having, again, a pipeline of aggregating reviews, and it doesn't have to be a huge event or exhaust a lot of resources. It's kind of a set it and go model with the technologies that are available today.
Absolutely. Very cool. Well, a lot of this information has been very helpful. I'm looking at, we're coming to top of the hour. Anything else you want to add before we close out and advice you have?
Yeah, the importance of responding to a negative review. Don't hide in the corner. The customer is that's looking at your business, that if they've identified you because you've taken care of your listing distribution and you're visible everywhere, if they found you, and they see that there are reviews up there that you haven't responded to, that's a worse negative than just the bad review itself. So engage, absolutely right. engage. It shows that you as a business owner are active in protecting your brand. And that means a lot to all of us, I think.
Right, I agree. So let everybody know how they can easily reach you and your company. And so that they can have that engagement directly with you.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate that opportunity, and thank you for having me today.
Absolutely.
A lot. You all have spearheaded so much with the franchise world and just marketing world as a whole, so it means a lot to me. It's an honor. Our company is Public Reputation. We can be found at www.publicreputation.com. You can also reach me at Jeremy, J-E-R-E-M-Y, at publicreputation.com. And our phone number is 561-245-7149.
And I will tell everybody, just do a Google search. You will find them on find Jeremy on Google+, and Twitter, and Facebook, you know, all LinkedIn. We can connect everywhere. And Jeremy, thank you again, and I look forward to seeing you at the next IFA event, which you know, it's going to be coming up really soon.
I'm excited. Thank you for having me.
Very good. Well, thank you, everybody.